Who's going to benefit from what?
The most.
Dream morning is not.
In the group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go.
Well, how do they
benefit from it?
Okay.
You can benefit from it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay. And honestly, I don't think the Haru's gonna do very much. Like, I think she's gonna be really.
Well, maybe she can get to learn more about, you know, the other members this way.
Yeah. Mako isn't gonna be her beautiful old mouthy self, and Yuko comes in, and it's gonna be great.
You know, that would be awesome. I just don't know if they're gonna use her very much.
Speaking of Yuko, something that I was so sad didn't happen was Junjun freaking out Yuko with bananas.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Because Yuko hates them, and Junjun loves them. You couldn't have so
and
many fun things happen. But it didn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of bananas, like the Muten Musume, little avatar thingies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do bananas have to do with sushi?
Nothing!
Nothing. but you know, they stated that like, neither does watermelon or broccoli.
Who was watermelon?
Watermelon. But like, does she even like watermelon? Did they just give it to her like out of nowhere?
They just gave it to her. Yeah.
You get that weird.
I love bananas too.
It's in brown. You can eat that.
Weird texture.
I agree.
Bananas.
They're delish.
They are delish.
What about the texture? What about like when they're like in a banana shake or like.
It's a little more tolerable, but I just can't get into them. I don't like them.
I hate them.
Really fast.
Love them. Easy people!
Oh man, we're split right down the middle here. 3 for 3.
Just like a banana?
See, I told you I wasn't going to
get it? Just like the banana? That was funny.
I'm sorry, I always use really bad puns. I need to stop.
Yeah, fit right in Japan.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. I swear to fucking God. And they there.
Now,
I've always hated them. So.
Now, to bring up a topic that people might actually care about, Barry's Kidwell has a new single coming out. What do you guys
think? Eddie Warren.
I think cute actually.
If they had a real apple, I'd be like, okay, you can eat that. But they're like sucking on a glass apple. You can't eat that.
I love the part in the video where Mai Mai is kissing the apple, and she knows how ridiculous it is because she's smirking the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
But Heidi, on the other hand, is awesome enough to pull it off. She's like, yeah, I'm really thinking about this apple.
You know, but my face lately, she's always sort of like, wow, this is stupid.
So you're saying, so you're saying that Mai Mai has never heard of the word kayfabe?
Huh?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Nah.
I'm assuming
Brittany's boyfriend?
Kevin Federline?
Kevin Federline? Wait, you mean Ayumi's new husband? I'm sorry, Manny's hot, but he kind of looks like
Federline. Is it like Australian? I don't know.
No, I'm wondering, who brought that up and why? I only know of one kayfabe, and I'm wondering what that has to do with anything.
No, kayfabe, that's corny for fake.
Oh.
What?
Fizz has like an attitude in every video, like this is Regina,
he does.
And I'm such a diva. It makes me
like Oprah in this video.
It's awesome. It distracts from her face.
My nice hair.
Oh,
I love my hair!
It's cute, yeah.
Oprah.
I have to admit though, I don't like Miney.
I like her a lot more than Ivy, but I don't like Ivy in general. So.
Oh, Miney.
I used to love her. That's why I have a hard time with it. Cause like
she's skinny.
That's crazy.
She's freaking ripped, man. She's got abs.
She does.
I don't like that. She just, you know, there and then, that's my reaction to everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
That's kind of my reaction. You should get to Miami. Just get.
Yeah, you're skinny. And I like you. Cool.
I feel like she lost her sparkle a bit. Like, it used to be all about, like she would get the books, and she'd be, like, praised for dancing.
I'd be like,
Giuseppe faded into the background.
Probably gonna be like, Giuseppe, get back in your corner.
Don't stand in the...
Like, no, I mean, like, you know how Mackie is, like, she's better girl?
Yeah, but I don't know what's wrong with her mouth.
Mackie. I don't know.
No, cute.
It's like she's got bee sting lips that just stuck. She does a duck face all the time.
That's what my Photoshop's for.
What, her duck face?
Her duck face.
Duck face. She's just got big lips.
Constant duck face.
Her tongue is probably too big.
Have so much chin.
Oh God.
Oh, I think it looks nice on.
She was born with duck face.
It's perfected duck face.
Like, she took
that is hours of training, duck face.
I'm shocked because she took the title away from IU and that other girl. What's her name? Kana.
Nishino.
Yeah, Nishino. Duck face all over the face.
But I only practiced so much like at her box of Pringles or something.
But no, Naki's not the best. She's just got big lips, and when she opens her mouth, it looks kind of weird.
But yeah, constant duck
pout.
It's like what Isako does, but with bigger lips. Just the hair made that big of a difference.
I think it's the jokes.
Really? No, but she's not looking cute. Like, I feel like she learned how to control her face more. Like, she doesn't do that weird smile that she used to do all the time.
I think they made her. When she started getting popular on YouTube, they're like, okay, we gotta fix this shit.
Like, I just started to
realize what you've done.
I'm gonna look pretty.
Sorry, I've been quiet for the last few minutes. I've been reading manga.
That's okay.
That's what you do. I'm reading.
She's more interesting than she says.
No, it's just new chapter of Digimon. It's far more important than you guys.
Oh, okay.
I think I should catch up then. I'm going to go read that too.
Yeah.
It's all falling apart.
I'm still here. I could rant all day.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I'm listening. I don't have a problem with Chisa's voice or even her looks that much post. What was the last one where she looked really bad? Like.
Bacon?
No, I don't
know. Okay, and bacon.
Lonely Christmas
started looking normal.
Lonely Christmas looks really bad.
She's not that ugly, but I just don't like her at all.
That.
Okay. She's not that ugly.
Well, she can look okay, but it's just everything else about her I really dislike.
I think she started looking more normal, Chisato, in Every Day.
I didn't pay attention to that single. Is that bad?
You should.
It's a shit single, so don't bother.
Because they're at a random tennis court and then they're dancing. It's like, what is this?
And
you love it.
Maybe more like Shock, actually. Because, I mean, that hat was...
They were...
But she didn't wear
in
that.
Shock, they were in a basement. I don't understand that. They're, like, in the basement of, like, a mall. They're like, oh, okay, let's just dance here.
In a park lot. That's one of those underground car parks.
Yeah.
It's like,
the parking sketchy. Lot.
They're gonna get you. The parking lot, because they're hardcore.
It's so sketchy. Like, what happens, like... Some, like, stock guy comes and just walks by, oh, look, girl's dancing. And then it's like,
it's not put off by the camera.
I always had this impression.
At least he's partially blind.
I always had this impression that whenever they go out on photo shoots, that they bring.
I felt the need.
That probably won't be the last time we do that.
I have a confession to make. I only watched it. Muggy Death clip like today for the first time when it was posted.
Anyway.
Speaking of trainees, what do you all think of Aika's evolving visual image.
Finally.
Uh-oh.
Wait, Chibal?
Do not get Roy on the stick.
Like a hallelujah moment?
No, I'm curious about Roy's opinion now, because we know each other's opinion.
You know, it's kind of weird, because while her chin is still jamming, so is her rack. It's like they both just got out of the hell to see if you pictures go, and now I'm kind of like, oh.
He knew it would happen.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
You can foresee the sprout, huh?
Yeah. He saw something nobody else did, I suppose.
One strange thing, though, is that I have with me a picture from the Kamishimi Twilight shoot, and when Aika was like 13...
Her chin looked massive in that shoot. Yeah.
She's just like really awkward. Like, her shoulders were up to her ears, and her face.
I'm like forever laughing at Egao Yes Nude. Just like... Her being 13 or whatever, and seeing that, and it's like, what is this?
But in the picture which I have, it looks like Aika already had big boobs back then.
She totally did.
Yeah.
So for the past 5 years or so, she's been tying them down to look younger.
They do that.
So you said she sprouted early, and that's why she won.
I think.
I remember Hello bothering me. Like whenever I would look at a photo of Marty Musa, I had to like cover her face in order to.
Do you think that she had to sand down that chin? Kind of
it just grows on her.
That would be Miyabi. She puts her hand on and all the time.
No. She just needs to stop eating her own lips now.
Yes. Yes, the eating a lemon look.
Yeah, I don't think she tucks them in. It's like she smiles and like just like
all of a sudden she's a grandma.
But you know she can't win because she when she smiles with her lips closed and she's got no lips, and then when she smiles showing her teeth, she looks like a freaking shark.
A shark.
Sharks are awesome.
And scary.
And they steal your chin.
She's very sweet, though. When I met her in person, oh my god, she was so excited and just trying to talk, and it was. She's very sweet. She just got a chance.
Very happy to be.
I made her feel awkward because she didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to say. So it's just like, thank you.
She was a very nice. She's a sweetheart, actually. She just needs to do
the hair.
Bang.
I don't know what we're doing with
it. You know what? She looks cute. She looks cute when she's wearing hats.
Yeah. And now that she's wearing her hair normally again, it's like, oh, you're a person.
She might not be.
As opposed to a Pebbles and Flintstone wannabe.
A shark.
Bethel had that going on for a while too. It did not flatter her either.
Yeah. There are just some looks that don't flatter the girls, and yet they insist on doing it anyway. Oh, it drives me crazy.
It looks like Takahashi when she pulls her bangs back. It looks really cute on her.
I always thought Junjin was really cute without bangs, but she never grew them out, and I thought she should have because she looked too much like Sayu when she didn't.
True.
I didn't like the whole, like, Junjin copying me, Sayu thing that she was doing. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Totally calling her out.
Yeah, I was, like, really bitchy, and I'm like, what the fuck, Sayu, go away.
And that's your thing. You don't even like Junjin.
Well, I don't think that, like, Junjin hit. So, like, I bought, Morning Musume's 2010 Hello Hello photo book. And I noticed she still has those chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, she totally does.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you don't notice it that much in official photos, but, like, in the photo book, I was like, whoa.
I think that's why her, in official photos, because they're lit from, like, every freaking angle. It just makes her her face looks like kind of big and really round. Like
it's a big round face.
Wow, like apple-like cheeks. It's not just her face.
I always thought Junjun took better off-shot pictures than official photos.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Always. Good. Always.
They were
I love that girl.
Yeah, one of those
face
or those characters.
The worst Junjun picture ever is from the Pepper Kebu photo book. If you look in that, it's terrible. She's looking at the camera like a deer in the headlights.
She did that for a while.
To the left.
Like, put your bangs in, like, one over one eye. That's weird.
You know what?
And then I
smile with your eye.
Learned how to put pictures.
Nice.
All of the photos I've looked at of Hello Project. Lean slightly to the left, turn your head, and go like this. Peace.
Yeah.
He's
going to go on the laptop and don't do this.
Smile with your eyes. Smile with Tara style, you know?
Why doesn't she smile like this? It would make more sense.
Cannon smiles with her eyes a little too much.
No.
But it's so ganky.
It's so ganky.
You can't help but smile. It's like she can't close her mouth.
So
great. And then the way she jumps.
Oh, her fail.
Lands like the lunar lander.
Ew. Oh, so cute. Yeah, sorry, I have to go, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Have an evil day.
Bye.
That's too bad because we didn't get to the topic, which was kind of tailored to Stara.
Oh.
Which was
yeah.
discussing the latest hairstyles of the 8-year-old eggs.
I don't know anything about them.
I think that can help us. No, I'll have to find a picture though.
Wait, I don't know Jack about the eggs.
I know eggs, but is there a new photo?
New shipment?
Are there?
What?
Did you get them hatched yet?
Are
new cartons?
New cartons.
I was actually being facetious, but.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for her to comment on our favorite idols and our least favorite idols.
Oh yes. Well.
Oh yeah. Do is like once in a while say like when everybody mentions Chisato, they're like, Sara hates Chisato. And then move on.
You don't even have to do that. You just have to say Chisato. I hate her.
Yeah. Well, at least Star has already answered the question pretty much. She hates Chisato, and I know from the.
I see first, Eddie.
What's that?
Eddie's been my favorite, probably for like 3 years. There was a time when I didn't like pay attention to her at all. Like I knew she was there and I thought she was cute, but I just didn't know very much about her. And then I started watching the Kamezo Eric segment,
mm-hmm.
And it was just like this girl is freaking hilarious. Like she's got exactly my type of sense of humor, where she's just I don't even know how to describe her humor. It's just like
she's an alien.
She goes with it. Like she just goes with it.
She is Gonzo, right? And that's what I like about her too, actually.
Pretty much. Like people tell her like the dancing. Like she just dances when nobody else is dancing. That'd be like what I did. Like who the fuck cares? I can dance.
That's totally icy. Totally.
Like I don't care if everybody's staring at me. I still pose.
Okay, Craig.
Okay, Resop here.
Yeah, Resop.
My favorite is Makoto. Ogawa Makoto.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, because I think that her, more than anyone else, really embodied the spirit of, like, the Hello Morning TV show.
Explain.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of this.
There would have been a severe lack of guy character if she wasn't in there, you know.
You mean like she was really funny in that show? Like
yeah,
she made the show?
Well, not only was she funny, she was one of the only characters, the only people mourning Musume who really didn't care how bad her character looked on Hello Morning. She would go out in the butt ugliest costumes ever in the history of butt ugly just to get a laugh. And it worked for her.
Kate did too.
Who?
So she was just like balls to the wall funny.
Yeah.
Kate-chan is the grandma with the wrinkles drawn on her forehead.
Oh, yeah. Kate-chan was good too.
So Makoto is your favorite because she was like just out there and herself all the time.
Well, she was funny, and she also knows some English, which is a plus. Wink, wink.
That's true.
She knows this is a pen.
And she sings well.
That's true. She does sing well.
Although
that doesn't really matter much in Hello Project, but, you know.
Yeah.
And she's a theater chick.
She's into theater?
She performs in theater.
Oh, she performs. I didn't...
She lives for theater.
Really? I didn't know that about her.
I can live for theater. I didn't know about
Michael. Not the same way.
I didn't know that about her. That's cool.
I think I-Chan lives to sing.
No, but, oh, so you mean like performing in theater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that if you locked up Takahashi in the studio and told her that she could record anything she wanted but she couldn't tour, she'd eventually be okay with that. But the only time that Mako's alive is when she's on stage. Of course, this is just my perception. You know,
your personal bias?
I don't know her personally, obviously.
The only stage performance I've seen her in is in Diva no Kishi.
Hmm. Well, she's always like, there's always a mentioning of Makoto in like the performance sets. So.
Yeah, but I've never seen her in anything but like I know her and Nachi, been in a couple as well. Like and oh, Kei-chan's been in a few too. Like I know they've been in. I've never seen any of them.
Oh, I don't think they've ever come out on DVD, have they?
I don't think so. Not that popular.
Oh, Sada, I think you're feeding back somehow.
What do you mean?
Feed back.
Sorry, I was moving.
So that's my favorite.
Now we
Makuna.
Go to Megisu.
Megisu.
Your favorite is wife
on the spotlight. Suzy-chan,
because she's bogum.
Who?
Suzy.
Suzy was funny. Nona. Suzy and Mama. Yes, but younger version even. More than now.
Like Suzy before. She's crazy. She's you know, I would, you know who I would compare her to? Koharu.
Oh, totally. I don't like Koharu much, though.
but they both love that sort of, like, really, like, they were always, like, playing around, joking, being energetic. Suzy, in the case of Suzy, she was more into, like, the jokes. She, like,
I just think Suzy's really, really cute and kind of clueless and...
you watch her on Hexagon.
Oh, Hexagon.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Her evening was short and sweet. Okay, I guess we'll go with Roy.
I am. My favorite is Eri, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Particularly because I think she's one of the most genuine people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, watching perform, and her personality is just glowing. I think. As a performer, she really pushes herself beyond what her capacity allows. To give an example, her health issues, performing through that is a big indicator of what type of person she is alone. It tells me a lot about her as a person. Her sense of humor is magnificent and wonderful. Because it's very Gonzo, and it's very moment. And she just kind of goes with the flow on whatever situation she is. And she's not afraid to kind of face whatever's in front of her. I think that's the reason why she joined Mortar Mystery Man in the first place, was to just kind of get over her fear of stage fright, you know. And qualities like that in a person are a very big inspiration to others. And I kind of go for that. So, you know, that's a big reason as to why I kind of got attached to her. She's just a wonderful person.
He's so serious about her.
I must applaud that. Yes.
He misses her so much. Okay, Brian.
Hard, because I would have to say it would still be Kung Kung, mainly because of where, you know, how, like, she was the first one I grew attached to after watching Jen play all the videos of Hello Morning and stuff when she was getting me into this. And we were watching Azumanga Daioh at the time, and just the, even though Kung Kung is the exact opposite of this character, she reminded me of Osaka. Right, us of Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like very aloof,
spacey
sort of character, and she was the first person, like, I would just kind of tilt my head in because she was so cute. And they're just like, it was really Hello Morning that, without that, I probably would have said Jinjin, but yeah, it would have to be Kung Kung. First one's the best one.
Yay! Okay, I guess I'm next because Sada is not here. Oh, there's Sada!
Can anybody call
her? Okay, I'll just go anyway and let Sada go last. My favorite of all time is Bay, obviously. Yep. Jun. I've been a fan of Morning Musume since 2003.
Hi.
So, I've gone through a lot of them. My favorite is Junjun, because she just drew me in immediately when she first started. If I recall, on her blog, there was a lot of people who were bashing her because she was Chinese. Yeah, and she was, I gotcha. And she actually replied back and said, look, you can say what you want about me, but don't make fun of my country if you've never been here before. And I thought that was really, really brave of her, you know, to actually say something. And then when her country interviewed her, she was talking about how her parents didn't want her to do this. And she said, I think that it doesn't matter where you sing, whether it be in Japan, in China, or in outer space. Music is for everybody, and that resonated with me a lot. So I've always really liked Junjun, and I just kind of was drawn to her from the very beginning, and she just always managed to impress me every single year she was there, and that's fine. All right, so we'll go with Sada. We're talking about who's been your favorite forever, like who's your favorite ever. Oh, you can't answer? Okay. Can Michelle?
What? You can type in. We can transcribe it.
Okay, that's good. That's a good idea.
She says, okay.
My mom.
My mom is my favorite.
Her favorite is Lin Lin.
Her favorite is Lin Lin. She's exciting and energetic.
Yay.
And funny and cute. She is really funny. And she has a good voice. And that's vocal quality, not tone. So she's naturally a good singer.
You're supposed to be praising her.
Because it was nasal.
This is so like the JPM phrasal thread that gets ignored.
But it worked. Wait till we get to the hate part.
So, anyone left who hasn't given their...
Whatever your forum name is, talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite. My favorite is Eddie. I didn't really like her until I started talking on JPM, actually. And people just used to post all this stuff about her, and she was so interesting and funny, and she just has, like, this really unique way about her, and her voice is really sweet. Yeah.
That's three Aries, man.
Oh, she's a great dancer.
She resonated with people.
Mm. Aries is my second favorite.
I think a lot of people like her quirkiness. It's really relatable. Exactly.
And very natural. I never felt like she was acting for the camera. Mm.
Yeah.
It's just herself.
Especially when meeting her, like, I felt completely comfortable.
That's true.
I'm so jealous.
Ari was the person that I talked to the most, both autograph sessions.
Oh, really? Oh, you went to both? Oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
The
second one. We got to stay in the tent for like 10 minutes because the staff liked Roy's shirt. Hang out in the tent. His shirt, we bought the shirt at AX. It says, now taking applications for a Japanese girlfriend in Japanese.
Oh, that's funny.
And the staff thought it was so funny that we just hung out in the tent. They passed out.
I think I had a dream like that once. I'm so jealous of you now.
Yeah, that's super, like, yeah, don't tell me that in person because I might, like, stab you.
Because the session, they were, like, pushing people out of the tent. We were just hanging in there, talking to June, and saying, hey, what's up?
Serious?
What?
Like, what's the morning, what's my girl?
What is this?
Ari was laughing at my shirt.
Yeah, Ari laughed at Roy's shirt.
This must have been you must have, like, been reincarnated, correct?
You must have been what?
Must have been reincarnated, because after, like, her, Eddie commenting on your shirt, you must have died.
Oh, yeah. It was really funny, because she actually saw it. She puts her hand over her mouth like she likes to do, starts laughing, looks at me, and then points to Roy. Like, look at his shirt! Look at his shirt!
That's so cute!
And then, she is adorable. And then with my big poster, she looks at the poster, and then she looks up, and then she looks back down, and then she looks back up at me, and she goes, big!
That reminds me of when I got to Gaki, and like we had found this photo during our first trip of Japan that was from Alohella 3 of Gaki holding a shovel.
Yeah.
And so I knew from the beginning that I wanted to use that. So when I used that, she completely like broke out laughing and then showed the staff person.
Yeah, he made fun of me.
Look at the photo.
Gaki made fun of me.
What? What?
Did. I walked over to her, because I thought she looked so different than real life than what she does in pictures. So my reaction was, wow! And she looks at me, she goes, wow! And I'm like, oh my God, you look so different in person. And the girl behind her translates, and she goes, no. Wow!
She
made fun of me.
I hate all of you right now. So much hate right now.
Speaking of hate, the flip side of love is hate.
All right.
If people have favorite HP people forever, we also have our least favorite
idol.
I don't really pay attention to timing.
All right, we'll start with Icy there. Least favorite.
Wait. Well, because my first thought is Aika, but I'm not sure that I actually hate her so much. But, like, it's one of those like love hate relationships. Like,
I don't hate any girl either. But
yeah. But there's some things where like lately I don't mind her very much. But it's like I just have fun making fun of her now.
All right. Who wants to start then? Who has a hate? Nobody.
Well, I don't have as much of a hate as I do just a disinterest in Sayumi. I just can't. She just doesn't stick out to me very much, you know. I think she's a nice
Sayumi.
Sayumi.
Nice. Okay. I have a least favorite. That's Roy. How can you have Eddie as your favorite and Saya as your least favorite? That's what I told him. I was like, Saya's her best friend.
No, it's her best friend. I don't hate her. I don't have, she's just very disinteresting to me. You know, she just is kind of a non-subject. You know?
But it's so funny. Do you read her blog at all?
Yeah, I can't read it to me, actually.
Those blogs are a work.
Yeah.
Those are
blogs.
Those are novels, not blogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, she's all right as a person. I just feel that she just doesn't really do anything interesting. I mean, she's got this little, I guess you could call it a gimmick, where she tries to say that she's the cutest person in her life, but I don't really see that either. You know, I just think she's kind of average. You know? I mean, you know.
But that's the point.
Is that the point?
Then I guess
I haven't been getting the joke.
I guess I'm missing out.
It's a gimmick.
I agree.
It's
a gimmick.
I think she's okay. I just don't think she's fantastic.
Okay. Icy, go ahead.
I'll go. I have one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, you know, because I don't hate any of them. It's just like ones that just rub me the wrong way when I'm watching them. Risako,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially when she was doing her that solo song with
Ibu.
Yeah.
The one for the anime.
The anime.
Yeah.
Just the look on her face is just like.
It's the pout.
It's the
famous
pout.
Yes,
yeah,
the pout.
The Risako pout.
She tries to do like a come hither thing.
Yeah, I just don't, like, it gives her this air of
arrogance.
Yeah, and you know what? This is probably going to carry on when they come to Seattle. And
oh, geez, that word.
And I'm going to get to her and be like...
So bad.
Hey, it's not that bad.
Sign it, please. It's, okay. Yeah, I don't hate her, but yeah, it just that she just rubs me the wrong way.
It's not so bad.
That's, you know, that's probably only her video or you know, her persona in PVs, but we'll have to see, I guess.
All right. Anybody else want to go, or should I go? Because I should just get mine over with.
Go ahead.
Because it's Sayu.
What?
Okay. It's not as bad as it used to be. I would before AX, and that's why I'm going to tell you it's not that bad, because I met the person who I did not like the most at AX, and it was Sayu. And it wasn't that bad. The Ichiban Kawaii, this is Chan Cheese. I want to smack her all the time.
She's not like two Sayus. There's two Sayus. There's the one that does that all the time, and then there's the one that's like an actual person that doesn't have to have her character all the time.
Cold Sayu, this new Sayu, Black Sayus, or
yeah,
Black Sayu, that's what they're calling it. I don't mind that. She's really funny, but I hate, because back in the day, she only had one personality, which was all the time. And I was just like, I hate you, you're as bad as Rika, who was also, like, my second worst.
Oh, these are so funny. No. I think that, for me, the personality just doesn't bug me, because it's so, like, superficial that it's like, okay, you know, that's not really, that's just what they say, but there's, like, the whole gimmick behind it of why it's funny.
That's it. Roy got it on the nose there. Because it's so disingenuous, it bothers me. So there you go. That's my answer. And no, it wasn't that bad meeting her at AX. She was actually very nice. And we both did the Usa Chan piece together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you hate it?
Yeah.
I went, it's a charm piece. And she went, it's a charm piece. I told her happy birthday, and she got all excited.
That's what I should have said to Koharu. I was so silent when I got to Koharu, and I had no idea what to say.
I showed her a picture of my nephew holding the Bilalaika CD, and she freaked out.
Oh, that's good.
Know who killed my run? You're going down that line with Vayna.
Vayna, yeah.
Oh, Reyna! I had a hard time with her.
Exactly. I think everybody did.
Well, I think I was trying to talk to her because at the time, more so than now, at the time I really liked her. She was like my third favorite or something like that. And so I was trying to talk to her, but she just sort of like, I wouldn't say she like blew me off. She just didn't particularly respond to it. So I had no option but to just wait until she finished her.
Yeah, I told her I liked her hair color the way it was, because at the time it was that really dark brown. And she just kind of went, yeah, okay, thanks.
I find out that she didn't like it.
It was all right. Mine was pretty good. I walk up to her and I go, what's up? And she's like, hey. And that was it. You know, we were just all right with that.
She was playing her character.
Yeah. Just all this cold.
Yeah. I forget what I told her, because I was up until Reyna, I was telling everybody something in particular. Like, I told Sayu that her Dokke, the photo book, was, like, my favorite photo book ever. I told Eddie that she was my favorite in Morning Movement. I told Gaki that her hair looked really pretty. That sort of thing. And then
Gaki hair!
Yeah. And then I got to Reyna, and I told her something. You know, someone, just a comment, just to say something to her. And then she's just like, oh, and then
I had a whole plan for Taka, because me and her have a lot in common. We both like theater, we both like Harry Potter, and we both really like Final Fantasy. So I had a whole plan for Taka, right? We get up there, and the only thing that comes out of my mouth is, wow, you're really pretty.
Same thing happened. Final Fantasy thing. I will forever hit myself for that now that she's graduating.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I had the one chance.
Yeah, because Brian's a huge Final Fantasy fan.
I was like, I felt so bad. I was like, I had this whole conversation planned, and all that came out was, wow, you're really pretty.
Yeah, I probably would have thought of something to say to Aichan if it wasn't for the fact that I went up to her, and she was like, oh, what color pen do you want? And I was like, huh? Oh, gold, I guess. But I was like, it threw me off. I was like, oh, okay. That's what we're talking about, I guess.
Okay, who's next on the hate meter?
Okay, I thought of one, and I can't say that I hate her, but I can say that she bugs me, and you're not gonna like it, Craig.
That's okay.
Is it Makoto?
That's
Makoto,
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know. Like I think it's because she's just like the opposite of my image of an idol. She's just got this like dopey from the Seven Dwarves thing about her. That's like burn.
So the exact same reason that he
loved
her.
I just don't find it attractive at all. I can't. It makes me go like you're not an idol. Go be a comedian or something. I want idols. I want girls that are cute and charming and that sort of thing. And I just I was thinking Kei-chan, but Mako went further than her. She gets the really like when she would do the beep 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 Makoto gawa desu thing, and they would laugh at her for stumbling on her words. That face that she makes when she's laughing at herself is just like really unattractive to me. And it's like, yeah,
you know what? She looks a lot like Canon when she does that. Maybe that's why you don't like Canon.
Maybe that's why I don't like Canon. Yeah, it's just good. Yeah, like I like them to look, not just look, but like have some semblance of like somebody that I can take seriously, or somebody that like has some grace to them, you know? Yeah, like I don't do the goofy character thing very well.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not offended at all.
But Makoto is.
I doubt Makoto would be either. I mean, she's...
Like, I noticed when she did her blog, is she still doing, probably she's still doing the blog thing, but
yeah.
When she first
she also does Twitter.
Had a blog up, and they were, and Hello Online was doing the translations and stuff, I was keeping up with it, and I feel like that was an easier dosage for me to take her in. It's just like a cute photo and written text, so I didn't have to hear her speak. Yeah, her speaking voice bothered me too. Yeah. So I was like, okay, that muscle is acceptable.
Okay. I think Sada wants to go next because she keeps typing under there.
No, it's just. Likes
to not. I can't think of one. It's just your least favorite. You don't have to hate him.
Yeah, you don't have to hate him. Just somebody that you don't respond
to. We're not as harsh as Stara.
True, Stara would be talking half the time, taking half the time right about now.
I do have a least favorite.
There's got to be one who you just don't like the most.
But it might piss a lot of people off.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay. My least favorite is Momoko.
Is who?
Momoko.
Momoko! Oh no, I can totally see that.
Just simply, not because she's ever beaten me up or taken my lunch money or even that she's like butchered some song that I was a favorite of. It's just that I don't find her gimmick very appealing.
I guess that's a recurring theme.
The gimmick, yeah. If you don't find the gimmick very appealing, you're not really going to like the idol.
Yeah, not
really.
But
you
don't.
Really? So,
and also, even though she's like 20 years old by now, she still looks like she's 12.
I think she's 18.
But she probably lied about her age to get the hello kids. Who are we kidding? She's probably 40. She's probably a midget.
And she massaged him hamstring.
Yeah, so Ayu and Roy, you guys don't mind Momoko, even though she does keep kissing.
Roy doesn't know enough about Momoko. I used to like her, but yeah, I do find the gimmick annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it. It just seems like one of the gimmicks that they do, just like some girls do the more like Yuko.
But the only reason I give Momoko a pass is because I'm not 100% sure it's a gimmick.
I think Momoko's instance is one of those things where it's a gimmick that sort of became her.
I think that's just who she is.
I think she's just got this sort of, like, hyperactive personality that, like, absorbed her Kitsu character, and now she, like, lives it.
She's living the gimmick.
Yeah. But I mean, I think she exaggerates a lot of things, like for example, when they were doing the Bono leader thing, that was totally part of her, based on her image. Did you guys watch the DVD where they did
she decides that she was the leader?
Yeah. That's the thing, like, it's based on her character, but it's, like, totally exaggerated, you know, like, it's just, like, a self-centered type of something, but it's funny, you know, it's one of those things that's in Japan, it's, like, a common thing to have, like, the narcissist, just like they have, like, the Tommy and the Baka. Thing.
Okay, so we have Agisu and but Bakajo left. Who wants to go? I think it's hard for Agisu to hate anybody.
No. I don't hate anybody.
I swear I've seen her write something on JPM before.
Yeah, but I don't hate anybody.
Just who is the one you don't like the most? Who's on the bottom of your list?
That totally depends on everything. I don't know.
Who is it right now?
Out of what? Everything. Everything.
All of them.
All time.
Uh-huh. Even Asuka, that bartending bitch.
Coconut to miss me, everyone.
Oh, okay. That.
Yeah, I really did not like Mika.
Yeah. But I loved her.
I did not.
Ayaka at least had some grace to her. Mika just seemed like really cheesy all the time, and that bothered me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, since she's not picking Bakajo.
Me? Okay, yeah. Let's see. It used to be Sayu, but...
The top two people said you.
I love her. I like how they're auto-tuning her voice now.
I know, I love Robo Sayu. I do have to say that.
I just did.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I mean, I will never defend Sayu's voice, except that, except maybe that she actually did improve. She didn't stay the same. Even if, like, that good.
I think they need to do that more often.
I agree.
Should we start calling Sayu Sayu? As a riff on
Puff-Puff-Perfume.
Exactly.
Ah, ha, 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 I see.
But yeah, for a while it was also Konno, and I know people are gonna hate me, oh no, but...
Oh no!
Yeah, I just really did not like her voice. I was like, stop singing, stop.
I did not like her voice.
She was nice.
All nice. People saying that Konkon had a bad voice. I think she had like a limited voice, but I think it was cute, and usually on pitch she didn't like... ruin songs like Sayu and Koharu.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Just like painful pitches.
Roy's pouting. He said he has a set.
he likes crazy. I just did.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You liked Aerie, so you get a free pass.
Yeah.
Mino like Kono. Okay.
Bad pick. Oh, there we go.
Mino like Kono.
Bada like to expand.
Now, there are a lot of people on the board. Oh.
Okay, for anybody that cannot see that, Sada just said to Mino like Kono because she has a fat face. What about post cheek surgery? She had her cheeks removed.
She had a face reduction.
Well, maybe she didn't, but she looked too much hollow in her cheeks.
So sad.
And I suspect that she did simply because she talked about how she didn't like the cheeks so much that I wonder whether she would have gone as far as to get the cheeks. But yeah,
too much face.
Too much.
She had to have it reduced.
That's sad. Get rid of it.
Yeah, I miss her cheeks. They're so cute. Brian's like, but I think she's cute.
Ooh, she had like this teary-eyed look all the fucking time. It was just like...
Not cute!
It was like, oh, you look like somebody punched you in the face.
I said not cute.
I happen to like Kono, just simply because of all the morning news and made people... You know that she liked to eat and was the first person to tell you.
And she's just like there, all sad face.
unless if there was food around.
All sad face.
She had a sad all the time. So sad.
She needed a hug.
She's like...
Brian's doing the Aju Saningakari no Kurisumasu.
And she just like is more of a
Musume's
emo girl.
Oh yeah, she is. Remember that Christmas special where she felt left out?
Yeah, she banged her head against the locker.
She is the resident emo girl.
So sad face.
Like, you guys are better with 12. You don't know.
Yeah, she's so sad that I failed at everything.
I had totally forgotten about that.
So sad.
Hey. Yeah, I liked her personality. Do you remember her, like, Sadie Goto, where she was like, there are so many gays, I apologize to them all.
Oh, That would have made me like her.
Like, yeah, I was like, aw, that's cute. That was funny.
Now, there are a lot of people on the J-pop music bulletin board who aren't here, but I do know that a lot of them, if they were here, would pick Ai Takahashi.
Many.
As favorite or as least favorite?
As least favorite.
I think she used to have more haters in my life.
She did. I mean, it's really been reduced lately.
Yeah, I feel like... Maybe because she just got, like, so good in songs that people...
I have not heard her being called troll in years.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, what happened to, like, troll face? I haven't heard that.
I'm kind of a fan of pirates. I like it.
Well, maybe because she's gotten more interesting lately, too. Like, there's still people that call her, like, boring, but I feel like they're the ones that haven't watched her lately. Like, I was one of the main people that called her boring, and even I can admit she's gotten less boring in the last, like, year or two.
She's also actually gorgeous in real life, to be totally honest. Having met her at the AA, quite pretty.
She's stunning. It's ridiculous.
And very, very petite.
For 5 seconds, I was a lesbian.
But shipping is bad.
I can ship her with me.
Self-shipping. Oh, I'm a self-shipper.
That's not shipping. That's just wishful thinking.
No. That's self-insertion shipping.
That's being a WOTA. Nice. Sada. That's being a WOTA. No. The WOTAs, OTAs, claim that they're just being protective.
Of their problem.
I myself aren't going to try to explain a religion, like being a Wota.
Is it a religion?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Didn't you see the video where the Wotas had this whole, like, ceremonial type thing at the beginning of that Miki Fujimoto song?
Oh, yeah, the Miki-sama, Miki-sama, please punish me.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is in Japanese, so I just say it in English. Miki-sama, Miki-sama, please punish me.
Oh.
So, it's. I think it's definitely a religion myself.
A cult.
But.
I guess it could be, yeah.
Well,
it's a cult.
But then again, you know, people are entitled to their religions. It's just that I'm not going to be able to rationally explain those sorts of things. It's just sort of something that happens. Okay.
Miki-sama.
Now, speaking of hatred.
Miki-sama?
No. Miki Samaza is a married lady now.
She does laundry all the time.
The views and opinions of this podcast are of some of the members of the JPopMusic.com bulletin board system, known using a subforum. Those who disagree with such opinions may come on the forum and express them, but the members of this podcast are not responsible for whatever butthurt might result.